Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. And this week, we're headed to Chicago. Now, the Art Museum there is often hailed as one of the nation's best, but many of the city's biggest works of art are along the river. The buildings of Chicago tell a story that spans the city's history, from squat warehouses that once held goods for mail order catalogs to gleaming skyscrapers made of glass. 88.5's Ed Ronco takes us to Illinois and introduces us to one of the docents on the Chicago Architecture Tour.
My name is Emily Klott, and I'm a volunteer docent with the Chicago Architecture Foundation.
We're right here by the river. There are boat horns going off. You do a river-led tour of the architecture here in Chicago.
That's correct, yes. It's a 90-minute cruise. We learn in our training probably 125 buildings, but we only talk about maybe 25, 30 of them and try to weave in stories of the history of the city so that it's not just this building and this building. That would be boring, so we try to put some life into the story because it's there.
The people who were involved in those buildings, the Montgomery Wards and
yes.
The Sears Corporation and those kinds of things.
Every docent, we're all trained by the Architecture Foundation with the same basic information, and then it's up to us to weave it into a narrative.
What's your background that got you into doing this?
I was a high school French and English teacher.
I knew you were a teacher.
We had a week called Project Week where we had to come up with some activity outside the classroom. A few times I took students to France, but they, you know, sometimes you have to do things that are less expensive. And I thought, what does Chicago have that's unique? And I thought, well, architecture. So I worked with the Architecture Foundation to create a 3-day activity for the students. And it was great. And I thought, when I retire, I want to be a docent.
Yeah. Why does architecture matter here in Chicago?
It's a way of telling the story that's kind of written in stone. You know, it's like frozen music, someone said, about architecture. And it's a young city, relatively speaking, but it has been in the forefront of architectural technology and innovation since the beginning, and probably partly because we were destroyed in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, right around the time when the technology came together with the will to build taller. You know, we started experimenting with skyscrapers. And to this day, these firms that have built the Willis Tower, the John Hancock Building, they're in Dubai building the Burj Khalifa. And, you know, the architectural knowledge that was formed here in Chicago has been exported all over the world. And so I think it's one of our most important exports and one reason to have people come and see us, you know?
If you could give me kind of a visual idea of the architecture along the river, because it really varies.
Yes, a real variety. You see the early style, some older warehouse style buildings that still exist and have been repurposed. Then there's a lot of kind of historically based architecture. They call it Beaux-Arts from the around the time of the World's Fair of 1893 up to about the 20s. Then you've got the all kinds of Art Deco structures, which are skyscrapers that have a personality all their own. And then you get into, there was a lull because of World War II and the Korean conflict, but then you get the modernist buildings. Mies van der Rohe lived and taught in Chicago, and he was the father of modernism. And then there's a rebellion against that, which is the postmodernist. So it's just fascinating.
You seem like you love it. You just love it.
I really do. And it gives me something to keep my brain fresh. There was a lady on the boat today having her 90th birthday. My goal is to still be interested in life like she is when I'm 90 years old. So my kids think I'm younger now than I was 15 years ago.
Emily, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.